All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Happy New Year, Grow Squad. Yeah, that's right. I think this is, I don't know when you're listening to this episode, but the day that this drops is the first Wednesday. I'm lying. It's the second Wednesday of the new year, but I want to say Happy New Year because I didn't get a chance to say it to you last week. I hope you're doing well. Hope you and your family, your loved ones, those that are in your circle are healthy, are whole, and you're making progress already this year. Man, it is 2025. It sounds weird. It sounds crazy. Y'all remember Y2K? Yeah, but it was about to turn from 1999 to 2000. People thought the world was going to end. Man, it's just crazy to me to think about the fact that it's been 25 years since that time. But I know this year you're going to have an awesome year. I know this year that you have made, you've set goals. One of the things I'm doing now is I'm trying not to so much set resolutions or make resolutions. I'm setting goals. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to do better. This year, I hit a significant birthday. I'll let you know about that as we get closer to March 28th. Yeah, and write that down, Grow Squad. My birthday is March 28th. It's a milestone birthday. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for joining in. Go ahead and subscribe. Hit that like button. We're doing a lot more on YouTube as well as on our audio platforms, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm hoping that you will get notifications so you'll know exactly when I drop a new episode. We're going to be doing more reels. All kinds of things are happening as we move forward. More engagement, more content. Most importantly, a better you for 2025. Let's pray and get moving today. God, we thank you for a new year. Thank you for life. Thank you for doing for us what we can't do for ourselves. And let's keep our breath in our lungs, keeping us moving forward and doing those things that we were born to do. I pray now that you would bless us, our time together. We pray that it would be fruitful. May we grow, may we expand and continue to move forward and grow in you, in your name. Amen. Today, we're talking a little bit about this whole idea of transformation. Yeah. We're talking about what it really means for you and what it means for Eugene, for me, to transform my life in 2025. One of the things I've been doing lately, if you follow me on any of the social platforms, I'm at Eugene J. Hamilton. I am holding myself accountable. Check this out, with my health. And it's becoming more important to me as I'm getting older. And as I watch my son, who will be 4 next month, this is so wild for me. He'll be 4 years old next month. And I'm saying to myself, I want to be around when he's 14. I want to be around when he's 24. So what is the key to that? Transformation. Transformation doesn't just mean leveling up with as it relates to your money. I know that oftentimes we think about leveling up, getting the bag, getting more streams of income, all that has its place. But if you don't have health, you can't even enjoy wealth. Hear what I'm saying? If you don't have health, you can't enjoy those streams and different things that are coming your way, which I know you're working hard toward. But what does transformation look like for you this year? And some of you already have a handle on your health. So transformation for you may not be in that category. What about your character? What about keeping your word? Transformation, listen, one of the things that blew my mind in 2024 and that really taught me that I could do hard things was I finished my children's book. Now for you, that's like, that's kids play. I kid you not. Writing it down, getting the illustrator together, the publishing process, all of that I had to dig really deep to stick with it. No. It's easy to give up when things get hard. It's easy to say, you know what? I'll get back to it later. And I suffered from that syndrome in 2023. Yeah, I didn't just start the book last year. I began the journey of writing that children's book in 2023, and I put it down so many times because it got hard. The process of securing the right person to put together my Go, Grow, Glow concept, to illustrate and bring to life my words in picture form. I said, man, is it that difficult? I can't find the right person. I'll get back to it next time. And next time turned into next month. And next month turned into 2 months. And before long, it was 2024. And I said, you know what? No. I've got to do this. Transformation for me in 2024 looked like learning how to keep my word, not to you. I love you to death. But not keeping my word to my family, not keeping my word to those who I'm partnered with. I'm talking about my transformation in 2024 started with me learning how to keep my word to myself. Nobody made me write a book. Nobody said you have to put this out. Nobody said that you have to, all of a sudden, I've never written a book before. I don't know many authors that look like me. You know, I've seen stuff on the bookshelf, but I'm saying personally, I don't know very many authors. But I wanted to do this. I made a commitment to doing it. And it's done. In fact, you can go to eugenehamilton.org right now. Click the menu tab. It says new children's book. You can order your copies now. In fact, one of the things that has been interesting for me, bulk orders went out over the Christmas holidays. People were buying them for gifts for their kids. And one thing that was bothering me, but I was wondering, I said, man, I'm not getting very many reviews in terms of people responding back and saying, hey, dude. And I said, you know what? It's not on me. Let me check back in. And last week, I've been checking in to see how people have been liking the books, and I've gotten rave reviews. This year, transformation doesn't look like keeping my word to myself. Transformation for me this year looks like getting my health in check. Transformation for you this year, I don't know where it lies, but one of the things I've discovered, one of the things that I have come to grips with, because I've tried I've tried a lot of different programs, fitness programs, and I've had major success. You know this. I did a whole YouTube live about 6 months ago about how at one point in my life, I lost 100 pounds with no surgery, with no pills, natural way, eating clean, working out twice a day. Now, somebody asked me, how are you working out twice a day? You weren't in the NFL. I said, no, but I wasn't married and had no kids either, right? So I had a little more extra downtime. And so I spent that downtime not eating popcorn and pizza on the couch anymore. I said, let me spend my downtime in the gym. So that's how I lost 100 pounds. It seems like forever ago, but it was probably around the year 2011.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So I know how. I know what it takes. And the first thing it took for me, and the first thing it's going to take for you to change your life and to stick to your commitments this year is you're going to have to get mentally disciplined. Everything I believe that has staying power in your life, everything that you actually are able to create, everything that you're actually able to bring to life, everything that you're actually able to bring from zero to 100, everything you're able to bring from idea to real life begins this way. You've got to be disciplined enough to see the process through. Had a conversation the other day with my wife, and I said, baby, you realize for the past 3 years, I don't know what it's about, September, October, I've lost 30 to 35 pounds every single year. From September to October, all of a sudden my brain clicks in. I don't know if I think I'm getting a head start on the holidays. I don't know what it is. I know one year, I do know what one year was. I wanted to fit a certain suit and I had to lose a few pounds to get back in it. But I said for 2022, 23, and 24, I lost 30 pounds from September to the beginning of November every single year. And by the time January 1 hits, I got the 30 pounds back and more. And I'm saying to myself, what's going to change this year? Discipline. What's going to change this year? Transformation. What's going to change this year? Me committing and making a mental, not emotional. Because you know this as well as I know this. Our emotions sometimes play tricks on us. One day we're filling up. That's why if you're going to commit to a goal, you cannot depend on your emotions. You cannot depend on your feelings. Because this morning I woke up, I promise you, I don't even have an alarm clock anymore. I woke up at 3:37 a.m. this morning. I did not feel like getting out of bed. Hear me out. Don't let your feelings lead you and guide you. I felt like rolling back over, putting the pillow over my head, and sleeping till 6:30. But I made a commitment. I made a decision. I got up, got to the gym, did what I had to do. And even when I got the people, oftentimes I hear people say this, half the battle is just showing up. Yeah, on some days. I promise you, when I got in the gym this morning, if my mind was not made up, I don't care how long it took me to get to that gym, I would have turned around and went back home because I just didn't feel it this morning, but I did it. So I've tried different diets. I've tried different programs with regard to working out, fitness. I've never had a trainer. I mean, I had a trainer when I lost 100 pounds for like the first 2 days just to kind of help me put some things in place. But outside of that, man, I just buckled down. Never had a workout partner. Never had really an accountability partner. I just got after it. And I'm saying to myself this year, Eugene, you know what works. It's not the Atkins diet. It's not the keto diet. It's not whatever this diet and that. It's not that. What works is, check this out, this is my word for the year. I don't know what your word is for the year. My word for the year, the only thing that works is consistency. Yeah, the only thing that works, the only thing that keeps you showing up every single day, I'm sorry, is the word commitment. Yeah. Well, if you're committed, you're going to be consistent, right? But the word that I wanted to lean into really was the word commitment because I made a commitment to myself to be consistent. That makes sense? Hope it does. So as you're thinking about in what area of your life you want to transform this year, and I want you to get over the fear of failure. I want you to get over biting off a big chunk and thinking to yourself, oh, wow, I'm gonna plummet down. No. I want you to get over that hurdle that's in your mind. It's in your head. I'll say it one more time. If you listen to this on your way to work, it is in your head. Snap out of it. Stop being paralyzed by mediocrity. Stop being paralyzed and rocked to sleep by your comfort zone. In fact, I've been reposting this for like the past week. The worst addiction. I forgot who had it on their platform. It was on Instagram, and so I snagged the quote. I snagged the post, and I started reposting that bad boy. The worst addiction is comfort. Ooh, yeah. There's a lot of addictions in this world. People are addicted to drugs. People are addicted to sugar. People are addicted to whatever. But the worst kind of addiction is comfort. Because it leads to what we just described. I can get comfortable with my sugar addiction and think it's not going to happen. Nothing's going to happen to me. I think that I'm Iron Man. people get comfortable with their drug addiction and thinking that, oh, they're not going to pass away from a heart attack like the next person. People get comfortable with whatever it is. Comfort is the worst addiction. So don't get comfortable. I'm saying to myself, and you're just listening to this conversation I'm having with myself right now in this moment. Eugene, say your name. My name is Eugene. Eugene, don't get comfortable. This year we going up, y'all. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever transformation looks like for you, this year we've got to stop talking about it. And we got to start being about it. In fact, my boy, and I say he's my boy, I never met him in my life, but I admire his work. Trent Shelton said this. I listened to his podcast the other day. He said, listen, when you think about all the things that you and I can be committed to, we've got to learn, and I'm paraphrasing, we've got to learn how to be committed to yourself, to ourselves first, before I can make a commitment to somebody else. So this year, I'm encouraging you, stay committed. It's going to get hard, but stay committed. It's going to get difficult, but stay committed, and I promise you, you'll be better for it. I hope you will share this episode with somebody. I hope that you will share this episode on your platforms. Thank you so much again for your support. Please support your boy. I'm a first-time author. Go to EugeneHamilton.org. Click that new children's book tab and get your book. It's on Amazon as well. Let me give you a little snippet. It's on Amazon, but it's $5 more on Amazon. Yeah, so you can go to Amazon. It's there as well. Thank you for those that support it on Amazon. It was number one in the new children's book section about 3 weeks ago. Thank you for your support there. But also, my website gives me a little more in-your-face support as I move forward and do what I can to support young people and those around the world. Hey, this week, don't forget to go, don't forget to grow, and don't forget to glow. God bless you. Take care. Peace.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.